Two local business executives, Karen Chang, board chair of Hawaii Pacific Health, and Jerry Gibson, area vice president for Hilton's Hotels in Hawaii, are Mayor Caldwell's nominees to fill vacancies on the Honolulu Police Commission. Are they stepping into a couple of hot seats? The commission's first task will likely be reassuring the public in the wake of the Kealoha scandal and renewed questions about the commission's effectiveness. Stuart Yurton has the story in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
This is not an ordinary time to be joining the police commission, is it?
No, it's not, Chris. As you mentioned, we have a scandal involving the former police chief and his wife, a high-ranking deputy prosecuting attorney. There have been arrests of the former police chief and several police officers. There's a federal indictment. So, no, it is not a normal time right now.
We've also heard criticism as the police scandal has unfolded. We've heard quite a bit of criticism of the police commission in terms of how it's constituted, who's on it, how it makes its decisions. That criticism is not likely to stop anytime soon, is it?
Well, the commission has a really important role in overseeing the police department. It's outlined in the city charter, and it is responsible for adopting and reviewing rules governing the department, reviewing the annual budget submitted by the police chief, submitting an annual report to the mayor and city council, and investigating charges brought by the public against about the conduct of the department or any members. So it has a really important function. And again, when we talk about investigating charges brought by the public, that is extremely important and a extremely touchy subject right now.
Well, it has that responsibility. It hasn't actually lived up to that responsibility down through the years, has it? It's been widely criticized for, ignoring or minimizing complaints from the public.
Well, that seems to be part of the reason why people are reluctant to join. It is a, as Chad Blair, my colleague, reported earlier this month, the Mayor Caldwell, who's in charge of appointing people, has had a hard time getting people to join, to step up and serve, in part because of the intense media scrutiny, and it's well-deserved media scrutiny. We're looking at it very closely, and we're trying to ask, is the commission really doing its job?
Well, the whole allegation that it has been in the past, friends of the mayor who essentially sugarcoat and are rubber stamp the activities of the police department, there's a fair amount of background to that accusation.
Well, again, that's going to be up to new members to address. Mm-hmm. Again, the question is, can they do it? We have two new members. They have no background in law enforcement or law, the criminal justice system, or even social services related to law enforcement, like probation officers or anything like that. So, again, it is going to be a tough it's going to be tough, and we really need to see if Ms. Chang and Mr. Gibson really have the wherewithal to do their job in overseeing the police department.
Nothing to do but wait and watch, I guess, Stuart. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.